Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
How do you expect Mary to get there if she doesn't have a donkey to ride on?
What? I'm actually carrying someone? You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
Something about somebody complaining that this play is unconstitutional.
I'd see the day.
It is most distressing.
I don't believe it. The nativity scene.
How could somebody do that? It's been there every Christmas for as long as I can remember.
I believe the newspaper suggested 1948 as the start of this particular creche.
Creche?
French for a sort of nursery, but often used with regard to the Christ child's placement in a manger or a nativity scene.
What's Odyssey coming to when nativity scenes get busted up right in front of City Hall?
When they get busted up at all?
Well, I'm sure the police will find out who did it.
But it's gone now. I mean, when I was little, it never felt like Christmas time until they put up the nativity scene. Christmas just won't be the same without it.
Well, where did the last one come from? Maybe we can get another one somewhere.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, we have to do something.
A surveillance system on City Hall grounds would be in order.
Maybe we could make our own.
Surveillance system?
No, nativity scene.
Oh.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Or maybe we could be the nativity scene.
What?
Well, why don't we act out the nativity? We could have somebody play the part of Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men.
Yeah, and somebody could read the Christmas story while we're acting it out.
And we can make costumes.
Well, I have lots left over from the Bible room display last year.
A living nativity scene.
Right.
And with all those people, a surveillance system would be entirely unnecessary.
Eugene.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's do it.
Men. So we'll be giving Jesus gold, frankincense, myrrh, and a pen and pencil set. Anyways, I'll put these parts on the bulletin board over there.
I beg your pardon, Miss Kendall, but I seriously doubt whether my rich thespian background will be best utilized as a donkey.
Well, you could always be a goat, Eugene.
Most amusing. Would I not be of more service, not to mention completely typecast, to say one of the wise men?
You told me the beard makes you itch.
What do you think this donkey costume is going to do?
Oh, come on, don't be such a baby. How do you expect Mary to get there if she doesn't have a donkey to ride on?
What? I'm actually carrying someone?
Only Mary.
Oh, and who, pray tell, is playing Mary?
Well, me, actually.
I might have known. Now, look, Ms. Kendall, this is
look,
completely
Eugene,
unacceptable.
How's everything going? How's everything going?
I'm having trouble with one of my more temperamental actors.
Merely a casting dispute, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't imagine that any kind of dispute would come up at Christmas time while putting together a nativity scene in front of all these kids.
Hmm. Yes, points well taken, Mr. Whittaker.
Uh-huh.
Very well, in keeping with the spirit of the season, I shall be your donkey, Ms. Kendall.
Thank you.
So, where are my lines?
Rodney, are you going to move, or should I have our mail forwarded?
Give me a break, Pop. I'm thinking. Uh-huh. There, crown me.
How did you do that? Where did that piece come from?
Right there.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
Oh, boy. I don't know how you're doing it, but you're cheating. And don't call me Pop.
How can I be cheating, Pop? You taught me how to play.
That's how I know. And don't call me... never mind. Where is everybody? Don't they know this is Christmas? This is the slowest night we've ever had. Finally, a customer. Electric Palace, this is Bart Rathbun. No, this isn't the House of Cheese. You got the wrong number. I don't believe this. My turn?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Where's my king?
I took that 6 turns ago.
That does it. You are cheating, aren't you? Aren't you?
Okay, I am.
Really?
Sure.
Then what are you admitting it for? How many times have I told you never admit to nothing? Wait, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Sounded like a customer.
I think it's just the wind.
Wind nothing? There's something going on here, and I am going to find out what it is.
Meaning you're going to make me find out what it is?
Exactamundo. There has got to be a reason nobody's here. Go over to King's Appliance Cave. See what they're doing over there. Maybe it's some sort of clearance sale or something. Don't let them know it's you, though.
You mean you want me to spy, Pop?
It's not spying. It's just kind of checking out the situation and gathering a little information on the competition.
Spying.
Right.
Cool, Pop.
Yeah, and don't call me Pop.
That'll be $7.62. Okay, and thanks for shopping at King's Appliance Cave. Hi, can I help you?
How much is this?
Well, that's $7.50.
How much is this?
$3.98. The prices are right there in those yellow tags.
Okay. You got any sales?
Well, what did you have in mind?
Whatever's on sale.
Uh-huh. Okay, are you interested in stereo equipment?
What? You got some big secret clearance going or something?
Well, a few things are on sale.
For less than they have, let's say, at the Electric Palace?
Well, I'm not sure. What are your prices at the Electric Palace, Rodney?
Rodney? Rodney who?
Rathbone. And what's with the wig and the funny mustache? Are you in the nativity play?
This isn't a wig, and there's nothing funny about my mustache. And I don't know no Rodney. What nativity play?
The one in front of City Hall. The living nativity scene, they call it. I don't know how you missed it unless you came up the back alley.
Living nativity?
Yeah, I guess the kids worked real hard. John Whitaker's sponsoring it.
How long they been out there?
Oh, a couple hours.
Oh, really? And I suppose it's not hurting your business having all those people so close.
Not a bit.
That's just real nice for you now, isn't it?
I guess so.
Well, thanks for your help. I gotta go tell my pop... I gotta go now.
All right, Rodney. Don't forget your cane.
Oh, thanks. My grandma can't walk without this thing.
So you're saying this nativity scene is bringing people to King's Appliance Cave?
It's gotta be, Pop. There weren't any sales or nothing, and all these people were standing right outside the store. Some of them had to go in.
Well, we can't let this go on. No, we sure can't. I guess we'll just have to get rid of this living nativity scene now, won't we?
Yeah.
And take off that wig, will you? You look like your Aunt Agatha.
Right, Pop.
And don't call me yellow. I'd like to speak to the mayor, please. This is Bart Rathbone calling.
Mr.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts. Gold, frankincense, and...
Myrrh, m'lady, but I'm afraid we're going to have to call off your play.
What?
Well, excuse me, Captain O'Ryan, what's the problem?
Sorry, Wit, but I have to stop this program.
Why?
Orders.
Orders? Orders from whom?
The mayor. Okay, folks, break it up. The program's over.
But why would the mayor give you orders to stop us?
Millstones and mistletoe, Wit. That's not for me to say. Something about somebody complaining that this play is unconstitutional because it's on city property.
But that is ridiculous. We're not causing...
My orders came straight from the mayor, Wit. I'm terribly sorry. If you have a problem, you better talk it over with him. All right, everybody. Go on home now. Show's over.
Come in.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Wit.
Sorry to bother you here at home, but your wife said you were back here.
Oh, nonsense. It's always good to see you. Oh, hello, Lucy, Connie, Eugene.
Salutations.
Is that an Eeyore costume, Eugene?
Oh, this rather itchy costume represents a generic donkey circa the first century, to be precise. As in first century Bethlehem, as in the manger in a stable portion of the nativity story, which was rather rudely interrupted by the police as per your instructions.
Yeah, why'd you make us take down our nativity scene, Mr. Mayor?
Especially after you saw how hard we worked on it.
And as I recall, you attended the rehearsals at Wit's End last week and said you wanted to participate in it.
Now, hold on. You don't know the whole story.
Well, what happened, Bill?
Someone complained that your nativity program violated the separation of church and state, Wit.
I see.
The who of what?
The First Amendment of the Constitution, Ms. Kendall. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You really should read more history.
How'd you like to be history, Eugene?
But, Mr. Mayor, aren't you prohibiting our free exercise of religion by stopping our nativity scene?
Not if you were in a church or at Wit's End, but you were on government property, Lucy. And according to the latest interpretation of the Constitution, you can't have a religious display on public property. Look, I don't like the idea any more than you do, but the Constitution is bigger than my feelings or yours.
That doesn't make sense. Why would they have something like that in the Constitution?
I guess it offends some people, but it's the law of the land. Bart had every right to complain as an American citizen.
Bart?
Did I say Bart? I meant...
I should have figured Bart Rathbone was behind this.
But what would Mr. Rathbone have against our nativity scene?
Indeed. It's doubtful he knows what the Constitution is, let alone what it says.
That's enough, Eugene. All right, Bill. Thanks for the explanation. Come on, kids, let's go.
That's it? Aren't we going to do something?
There isn't much we can do. For now.
I suppose I should put away my donkey costume.
But Eugene, it fits you so well.
This is the pits.
Oh, sorry, Lucy.
I just don't understand what Mr. Rathbone would have against our nativity scene.
Well, it's certainly not like Bart to resort to the law for anything, unless there's something in it for him.
Maybe you should have a talk with him, Mr. Whitaker.
Maybe we should picket his store to keep people from going in.
Or maybe we should do the Christmas story right in his front yard.
We could really deck him with a big heap of Christmas spirit.
Oh, I don't think getting back at Bart will do any good.
It is somewhat lacking in the spirit of the season, if I may say so.
Well, we can't just sit back and let them do this to us. We have rights, too.
Do we?
Yeah. Don't we, Whit?
That's a question legal minds all over the country are trying to figure out. One thing's for sure. The way they're reading the Constitution these days, it doesn't look good for us.
But it's not fair. I can't believe our forefathers would write a constitution that would make us take down our nativity scene.
Well, they didn't address our nativity scene directly. You see, the men who wrote the Constitution 200 years ago didn't want a state religion here in America like they had in England. In England, everyone had to be a member of the Anglican Church. The First Amendment was put in so that people could worship God any way they wanted without interference from the government.
But the government is interfering with us.
Because we're on government property, that's the problem. Over the years, the true meaning of the First Amendment has been forgotten and replaced with the phrase separation of church and state, which isn't what it says.
Actually, that particular phrase does not even appear in the Constitution.
No, it doesn't. But because of that interpretation, anybody can eliminate expressions of Christianity or any other religion from public places. You see, they're not really separating the church from the state. They're trying to separate the state from God. One day, they're going to find out that when you remove God from something, it's headed for destruction.
There's got to be something we can do.
Well, the best thing is to show people how important it is for God to be involved in everything we do.
It's so unfair. The department stores and malls get to put up their Santa Clauses and their Christmas trees. Why can't we show what Christmas is really all about?
Well, we could if we did it here.
It's not the same. It should be at City Hall where it's always been.
Oh, I know, but you know, that reminds me of something.
What? Whit, I can see it in your eyes. You've got an idea.
I just might. So you see, Mr. Mayor, if we did that, it wouldn't be a religious statement. We wouldn't be emphasizing one particular faith. It would be a cultural display.
Cultural, huh?
Yes. It's completely within the legal limits of the First Amendment, and it'll satisfy the separation of church and state crowd. Other cities are doing it.
Well, we'll get another complaint.
Oh, then tell your complainer to read his law books. Please, Bill, what harm could something like this do to our community? The kids worked so hard, and people need this. It just wouldn't be Christmas without it.
You're telling me? My phone's been ringing off the hook all day with people griping about closing you down. It was bad enough those vandals busted up our traditional nativity scene, but now I have to contend with all...
Ah, you're making my point better than I could myself.
I guess you're right. It's within the jurisdiction of the law, and it's not going to cause a riot or anything.
Right.
I'll allow it on one condition.
What?
Let me narrate one night.
Well, you got a deal, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
What's going on? Where are you taking us?
I told you. To City Hall.
Oh, are we staging some sort of protest? I wish I'd known. I would have worn my grass-stained jeans.
Does this have something to do with your idea, Mr. Whitaker?
Uh-huh. Just around this corner. Ta-da!
What's all that stuff on the lawn?
What do you think?
A Christmas tree? A candlestick?
Unless I'm mistaken, that is a menorah, a candelabrum with 9 branches used in the celebration of the Jewish holiday Hanukkah.
You're not mistaken. The synagogue sent one over.
Hey, our nativity scene is back up. I don't understand.
Won't they just tear it down again?
No, it's perfectly legal.
But how?
Well, because the nativity is more than just a religious symbol. You see, it's a symbol of our culture and heritage. Just like the Christmas tree and the menorah and all the other things you see here. It's called a cultural display, and it's perfectly acceptable, even for those who misinterpret the Constitution.
You mean we can have our living nativity scene?
We sure can.
That's great, Whit. Come on, Lucy, we've got to get to work.
Right, I'll get everybody back out here. If you can.
Well done, Mr. Whitaker. A very wise resolution to a perplexing problem.
Well, it was better than giving up.
Perhaps other cities would be interested in this solution.
You may be right, Eugene. You may be right.
Did I lose my king?
I took it right at the beginning.
I don't remember that. You cheating again?
No, Pop. This time I took your king fair and square.
You know I don't play that way. And don't call me Pop. I can't concentrate. Why isn't there anybody here? I mean, I got rid of the play. Everyone left the city hall lawn. So why don't they come in? It's even deader than it was before.
You're telling me. We haven't had a customer since this morning.
Thanks, Rodney. Real boost of my confidence there. Oh, you are a great support to your loving father. What could go wrong here? Oh, boy. Turn down that music, will you? It's getting on my nerves.
I'm not playing any music.
Then where's it coming from?
Do you want me to put on my disguise and go find out?
Forget the disguise. It's coming from the outside.
Sounds like it's coming from City Hall.
Yeah, and it's Carol's. That is not possible. Hand me the phone.
You gonna call the mayor again?
You better believe I'm gonna call that spineless little hello. The mayor, please. He isn't. Well, where is he? I need to talk to him about a major recrimination of justice. Unconstitutional kind of stuff going on right here under his very... What? He's at the living nativity scene. But how... Well, what? But it's not... All right, never mind. I don't believe this.
What happened, Pop?
The mayor. He sold us out. Said they came up with a way around the separation of Doohickey and whatever it was. Some kind of cultural display, and the mayor is even narrating the thing.
Boy, see if I ever vote for him. If I ever register to vote.
Well, that does it. King's gonna get all our business, and you won't get any Christmas presents this year.
What?
Whittaker, what are you doing here?
Hi, Bart. Rodney, good to see you again. You having a good Christmas?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. You hear those bells? Must be the end of the program at City Hall. Isn't Christmas just wonderful?
Yeah, just peachy. Are you here to shop or gloat?
Shop, of course.
Yeah, all the gloats are in the nativity scene with the sheep.
What do you want, Whittaker?
Well, I'll take some of those, please.
Great. A box of lights. You just saved our Christmas. That'll be $1.39.
Well, I'll need more than that. You have many in stock?
I have plenty. Don't rub it in.
Oh, I'm not rubbing it in. I thought maybe you might want to sell me some.
Yeah? Like how many?
6 dozen boxes.
Six dozen boxes? You're kidding me.
No. We thought maybe they'd look nicer on our cultural display.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, are you kidding? They'll be beautiful. Rodney, put down those checkers and get Mr. Whittaker his lights.
Sure, Pop.
Maybe this nativity thing is a pretty good idea after all.
It always has been, Bart.
Wants to be a part of everything in our lives. Sometimes that's hard because there are people who don't want him to be a part of anything, and they work very hard to make sure he isn't. But we shouldn't let that scare us or keep us from doing what's right. Sometimes we have to fight to change the laws that want to take God out of our lives, and other times we have to think up creative alternatives. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. The Living Nativity was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.